Do you remember the non-episode that I did called Dreams? We're gonna make it a sequel! This is Dreams 2! Because I know you've been absolutely dying to... No, but we're gonna revisit that. Because it's been, what, 5 months or something? I'm like 25 and a half, almost? What? Anyway. Hello, welcome to this non-episode of Unsubscribe. It's kind of really funny because what I said in the last one was, hey guys, this is probably how it's gonna sound now because I finally made a template, and then I lost that template. I was like, oh my god, I'm so stable now, I'm so proud of me, they're gonna sound consistent, and then I lost that template. I was like, we're gonna experiment with the sound a little bit and figure out where I want my theme music, and then after that, the volume's gonna be steady, and then I lost my template. So, that's really funny. We're gonna have to make a new one. So literally, as I'm recording this, I'm adjusting my theme music. I can't tell. Anyway, hi. Welcome to Dreams 2. So, here's the thing. Yes, I went back and listened to that episode. Yes, I did. Yes, I did listen to my own podcast episode. Do I do it every week? Yes, I'm just kidding. I really don't. I really, really don't. There are very few episodes that I have, like, listened back to. Except when I was making episode 100, I kind of had to listen back to a lot, and a lot of that was painful. That was a fucking hate crime. But anyway, I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say. So one of the things I talked about, one of the first couple of things I talked about, I was talking about kind of how I always dreamed of, like, when I was 27, I was gonna live in the city, and I was gonna come home to my little apartment, and I was gonna, like, visit coffee shops every now and then. I actually went to a coffee shop today, so it's, I just wanted to point that out, because I was, like, listening to it, and I was like, oh my god, I did do that. Look at that, that's so cool. I went to a coffee shop with my friends, and then I went home to my little apartment. I don't know, I just thought that was neat. That's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. No, so... Here's something funny. I talk in this episode, not an episode, whatever, this bonus episode about how my dreams did not change. That was kind of the entire theme of the episode, that every time I tried to change my dreams, I wanted to die. And I have always had the same dreams and they hadn't changed. But what's funny is, in that episode, I kept talking about radio specifically. Radio, radio, radio. I want to work in radio so bad. All I want to do is work in radio. I love radio. And that is true. Radio was one of my dreams. But there were a couple times where I said radio or something like it, or I just want to work in a recording studio. Well, so here's something funny. DJing. No, I didn't change my dream before you fucking laugh at me. If you know me personally, literally at all, or you're not new to this podcast, I have spoken about DJing from the time I was, like, fucking four, dude. I have always had a few dreams. Radio, DJing, comedian. Not as much comedian, but, like, I talk about this a lot in the pod, so I'll be brief about it, but, like, basically, when I was a kid and I would, like, play with the other kids, oftentimes, you know, most people would, like, play house and we would play club, which is funny because I don't go clubbing. I go to bars, but I don't go to clubs. They're overwhelming. But we would always play club and I would always be DJ. Always. No matter which group of friends, you know, we'd be on the trampoline or we'd be in a basement or, like, no matter who it was or where it was, we would play club and I would play DJ. And I had these toy, like, disco balls and I had black lights and I had a strobe light. Like, I had an entire ass light show. And I wish I still had all those things, but my childhood was lit. Like, literally. No pun intended. Really, no. Well, the first pun was intended, the second one wasn't. Anyway. But, yeah, no, I'm still such a moth and I still put lights all over my house. But that was my thing. Like, people would come over and I would put on all of my lights and, like, I would play DJ. And I had, like, little toy turntables and a little mic. And I'd always be like, you guys having a good time tonight? I'm gonna play another song. Woo. And it got to a point where, like, that was kind of my role. Like, I remember one of my favorite memories, and it's such a short memory, is when one of my friends was like, basically like, let's play a game or something. She didn't say, let's play a game, but like, she was like, hey guys, what's up? We're gonna hang out. Like, let's do club or something. And we were at a neighbor's house and she picks up like a little boombox and a microphone or something and she just shoves it in front of me and she's like, you're DJ, you gotta be DJ. And I kind of looked around and I was like, well, does anybody else want to do it? Because I don't want to like hog it. And they were like, no, that's you. And it seemed like they were really enthusiastic. And I remember her, she did say that I was the best at it. And of course, when I tell the story now, I'm like, what if they're lying? What if they were just humoring me? But like, they were kids. Kids don't humor each other. Kids are ruthless. They're fucking mean. If they didn't want to do club, they would not have done it. I don't care. But that was always, even when I'd be like alone in my room, I would have my little toy turntables and like, I would kind of change the pitch and the tempo of the song and I would just like fuck around with it, like, or like sampling. I guess it's not really sampling, but it kind of is. Like, I would like record little things and then press the button on my keyboard and make little rhythms out of them and shit. I don't know. I was on some Hustle and Flow shit. I didn't even see that movie until I was grown. Fucking love that movie. Anyway, I often talk about how I wish I could DJ my own funeral. That's something that I have said so many times, and I'm constantly bragging about my fire-ass playlists. So, like, it seems like such a random thing, but, like, anyone who's known me, especially for a long time, knows that this is something that has literally always, always, always come up. So here's the thing. Would I like to work in radio? Sure. You know, if someone presented me with the job, I'd be like, okay, you know, and I might still go after it a little bit, you know, whatever. I don't know. Like, it's fine. Like, it would be cool. It would be cool. You know, if I got to do certain things in radio, that would be fucking lit. But also, if I could be a DJ, and like, here's the thing. I don't typically like being like the center. I'm not a look at me kind of person, which is why I like having a podcast because you can choose to listen to it. I'm not going to be all up in your face. And radio is kind of the same way. Like, you can like change the station, you know, if you want, so you don't have to hear my little talk show or whatever. But like, that's why comedy would not be my thing, because open mics just would not be my thing. I don't like being the center. And even then, like, it's not like everyone would be paying attention to you, like, they, especially at an open mic, like, they're worried about their, like, drinks and stuff. So it wouldn't be horrible, but it's still, like, on, like, a stage. I just don't know. But a DJ booth, bitch? Like, I think I am kind of at my most, like, confident, I guess, whenever I am doing DJ like things, if that makes sense. Like, anytime I am playing my playlists anywhere I am and people are like really fucking with it, I get this like pride, almost like I wrote the fucking songs. And obviously I didn't, but I'm just like, music is such a community thing, and I'm just like, the idea that everyone's having a grand ass time and they're like, oh my god, I love this song, I haven't heard this song in so long, yeah, you know, like, it just makes me feel like I'm doing something great. I don't know. And sure, you could be like, well, anybody could do that with a speaker. But like, fuck you. This is my time. Fuck you, all right? But I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense. But it's just like, I'm just like, we're happy and there's music. And it's just like when I was a little kid, you know, I could just play songs. I don't know. Whatever. It's fine. Anyway, one of the things I said in that non-episode was, let's be unreasonable, Kai. Let's be unreasonable. So, I'm gonna be unreasonable. I'm gonna quit my job and start DJing, and that's all I'm gonna do. Before you freak out, that's not true at all. That's literally not what I'm gonna do. That is stupid. That would be the dumbest fucking shit in the entire world. But I am going to save up and try to get some DJ equipment or just use like a credit card and be irresponsible. It's fine. It's not irresponsible if I'm gonna pay it off. Fuck you. I'm absolutely not going to quit my full-time job, but I'm going to be unreasonable. I'm going to get some fucking beginner cheap DJ equipment, and I'm going to learn how to use it, and I'm going to, even if it's just like visiting my family and doing like a little backyard party set thing, I just want to know how it feels. I just want to do it, and like, you know, instead of just, like, having a phone and, like, a playlist, I'll get to do some, like, little scratchy shit when I learn how, and I'll get to feel all cool, and I'll have, like, the head, you know, I said something at the end of the episode about, like, why did I say something? I said something. I can say words. I said something at the episode. What? Apparently I can't say words. Remix. Okay. I said something at the end of the non-episode about how I was like, I just want to work anywhere that has, like, the headphones and the microphone and the buttons and the knobs and the screens and just, like, I don't even know what to do with any of them because there's just so much going on. And I was like, this has all of that. Like, everything I've ever wanted to do has that very common theme, you know? And I never, like, never even, I mean, okay. When I was, like, 8, 9, 10, 11, I was on YouTube all the time looking at DJ equipment, and I was like, I'm gonna do this someday, and it was all really expensive. It probably wasn't. I don't know. I mean, it was, like, I think the lowest thing was, like, $200, but when you're fucking 9, $200 is basically, like, 8 million. Like, you don't have a fucking job. You're not, $200, what? And everything's just expensive anyway, and especially because, like, a lot of the videos would be like, you have to have these $400 Audio Technica ATB blah blah headphones. This is the only, and I was like, fuck, I'm never gonna do this. I'm never gonna be able to do it. And even as a grown ass adult, I was like, you don't have money. You also don't have time to learn these things. And why would you ever do it? Because no one's ever gonna ask you to DJ a party. So, like, why are you, like, that's unreasonable. Just do your job, go home, pay your bills, buy groceries, do your job. And that is, like, dude, like, throwback to episode Have Fun, which was super recent. I've got one life, and that's so boring. And as long as I'm being responsible, like, I'm still, like, you know, I still have my job, and I'm still paying my bills, and I'm not being an idiot. Like, why can't I just, like, try to, like, follow one of my fucking dreams? Jesus Christ, like, I've already established that I can't change my dreams. I've already established that trying to live a life that other people would want to live almost killed me so many times. So I've gone past that point. I've worked through that. And now I want to get to the actual following of the dreams. Okay, this is going to get more interesting in a second. Probably. I don't know. I do think it's also cool because I had said I talked about recording studio a lot. And I talked about coming home to my own little apartment that was decorated the way that I wanted, like, and I, like, totally have all that. Even the recording studio part, like, this is my little recording studio. This is my little stude. It's got the sound pads, and it's got a little equipment. Like, I got a little recording studio. I got a little stude, you know? So I'm like, hey, Kai, you did it. You did that. I talked a lot about partnership and how I tried to convince myself that I wanted it, and I definitely didn't. I think it's been, I'm pretty sure it's been a year. Like, I think it's definitely around this time. And I'm not gonna go back and look because I don't really give a damn. But I know it's been about a year because this has been the easiest year, bro. Like, motherfucker. Like, this year has been so much fun. I mean, okay, like, the episode to all the ones I met this year or whatever the hell the last episode of 23 was. This past year has been fucking awesome. And I talk about how, I talk in that other non-episode about how I was convinced that I was just gonna languish under the weight of, like, failing as a person because I couldn't keep a relationship. And I'm like, bitch, like, I finally feel like I have a whole ass future and it's one that I actually want. Like, this is so fucking crazy. Like, this has been the best. So, like, here's the thing, right? Here's what I'm learning, because I also talked a lot about, like, clinging to familiarity, and that's why I was constantly feeling, like, trapped and, like, stuck and, you know, just like, I know how to survive this. I've been through it before. I know how. Let me tell you a little something right now. If your home is a mess, and I mean your brain, but whatever. If your home is a mess and you feel like you can't move and it's so cluttered and you're overwhelmed and everything just seems to suck and you can't see the ground, it's because you've got a lot of trash and you need to take it out and you're being a fucking hoarder. Stop being a hoarder. Take out your trash. If it doesn't serve you, take it the fuck out. I was being a hoarder and by the grace of the moon, the trash took itself out. And I was like, oh my God, I can see my floor again. Holy shit, I can, like, move. this is crazy. Like, what? Like, holy shit. So, like, just, you know what it is. You know what your trash is that needs to be taken out. I do want to say, I don't know how I managed to do this, but, like, I made my own heart so heavy for, like, when I was listening back to this. I was like, oh my God, I feel for her so much. Like, just the whole, like, that whole episode, I really fuck with that episode, non-episode, whatever. I really fuck with it hard because listening back to it and just kind of hearing, I guess, myself, like, talk about trying to be a person the right way, like, I don't know, I just wanted to, like, hug little Kai. Like, that's so sad. Oh my God. That was such a common theme throughout my life. That was a thing in childhood. It was a thing in my early adulthood. Like, that was just the ongoing, just the ugliest motif throughout the symphony. Just so, it was shit. And I was just like, wow. Like, you struggled with that for so long. You were constantly trying to be correct. And, oh my God, my heart. I'm not even gonna lie. Anyone who is neurodivergent who listened to that probably had, I know they could relate at least a little bit. I know they fucking could relate to that at least a little bit. I know it's been a year since that whole shebang because it has been at least a year since I've thought, I know how to survive this. I've been through it before. I can adapt. I can put out fires. I can do all that. I have not had to goddamn, like, bitch, it's been so simple. It's been at least a year of me not feeling like I was surviving. Like, just get through the day. Just get through this conversation. Just get through. I have been, well, okay. I've kind of been the opposite of that. I've been obviously having a time crisis. Every season that rolls by is really freaking me out because now I feel like I'm running out of time and it's a whole situation. But it's crazy how it went so quickly from, I can survive this, I can get through it, I just gotta wait for it to be over. And now I'm like, wait, no, where is it all going? Oh my God. Like, which, you know, I was gonna say I can't tell which one's worse, but that one is definitely worse. I suppose this is the lesser of two evils, but it's already March. Motherfucker, I still feel like it's 2023. I feel like it's just now starting to be 2023 for real. Like, during all of 2023, I felt like it was, well, God, I don't, everything is such a blur. Oh my God, everything's such a blur. Let me talk about fucking clinging to familiarity. My job, 2023 was really rough on me when it came to work. Everything else was easy, which is awesome, but work sucked. And when you goddamn live there, it does make it, it takes a toll. Like, it really, there were times when I felt like I just switched out one problem for another because this job, it's not the worst. It could definitely be worse. I've worked here for years. Obviously, like, I'm getting through each day. It's fine, but I have, every friend I've ever made is gone. And then even like earlier this year, I made friends with some temps and then they had to let all the temps go because we didn't have any work. So I was like, I have no one to talk to. So I'm just going to listen to podcasts all day. And then they were like, hey, you guys can't have your headphones or your watches as well as your phones. And I was like, yeah, fuck you. You don't get to take everything from me. I am not going to work in complete silence because I mentally can't. Like, I literally can't. And shut up, I don't give a fuck. I will say it again, I cannot do that. I will fucking hum to myself, I'll talk to myself, I'll move around a bunch, I'll literally start fucking losing it. Like, I'll have an entire panic attack if I don't have, like, something. I can't do that. So of course I'm gonna bring my headphones in. The fuck? Literally choke on my dick until you die. Anyway, it makes me so mad. Anyway. My friend said, if you keep meeting wonderful people at this job and they all keep leaving and you're the only one still standing, you've got to figure something out. And like, I likely won't leave my job anytime soon, but I'm just going to really hope it gets better. But that's another reason I really want to do this like DJ shit, because like, even if I can never make a career out of it, at least I'll have something to look forward to, you know? Because one thing I actually do at work is if somebody asks me to do like a song thing, like a music thing, I have a lot of time in my day because I'm doing the same monotonous task. So I'm able to kind of think of like ideas. And, you know, I think about a lot of podcast topics when I'm at work. And I'm sure I could think about like how to build a set and which songs would go good together. Like, one thing about my job that I do really like is that it gives me a lot of time to just think and plan and like reason, you know? And I'm like totally over here bitching about clinging, and then I'm gonna continue to cling. And I'm sure a lot of people would say that that doesn't make any sense. And I'm just like, it's just my fault, basically. Like, well, it's your fault because you're choosing to cling. Let me tell you a little something right now. Unless you are like me, unless you are also VI, okay, if you're VI, I'm not gonna say don't listen to this, but I'm not squawking at you. I'm about to squawk. It's not at you, okay? Because I know you get it. If you're not VI, don't lecture me about clinging to what I know, because I am not you. I cannot just leave my job and drive around, and if I lose my place, I can't just live in my car. I can't just say, I'm tired of the same old everyday thing. I'm just gonna go on the road and live a nomad lifestyle and fuck it. I can't do that. I don't have the option. And when my job threatened to take a day, a week away from me, people were kind of being really shitty to me and acting like I was being like dramatic, which fucking pissed me off, because like, first of all, I applied to a full-time job, okay? So I intend on working a full-time job. Second of all, I'm not like you. I can't just Uber on the side. I can't just DoorDash on the side. I can't just go to the fucking local pet store or whatever every day and do a side hustle that way. Give up your car and then come fucking talk to me. I just want to say that right the fuck now, before you lecture me about clinging to a job or, you know, freaking out because they said they were going to take a day away from me, give up your fucking car and then come and talk to me about how I'm being dramatic. Fuck you. Anyway, so anyway, here's what happened with that, right? So they told us that we had no work, so we could only work 4 days a week instead of five. And I was obviously a bit freaked out by it. So I was like, I have to figure out something to do to make money to make up for that day, because I'm losing so much a month. And I had said something about like, I'm losing pretty much like over half of my rent. And luckily for me, I would still be able to pay it, but I would be like scraping. And so this person was like, you were really dramatic when you said that you weren't going to be able to pay your rent. I was like, that's not what I said. That is not what I said. I said the money that I would be losing is equivalent to most of my rent. Like, that is a true statement. I would have like just enough. Fuck you. Like, fuck you. Anyway. I don't like being judged. I don't like being spoken down to. Can you tell? They said that. And then like the next week, we had a ton of work. And here's why it made me fucking mad. Because first of all, they were like, it's probably going to be like this until June. You might be basically working a part-time job until June. You know, half the fucking year, bro. And so, yeah, I started freaking out on the internet. And I was like, hey, somebody help. Not like send money, but like help me think of side hustles. I specifically said like 8 times that I wasn't asking for money, and people were still like, do you need money? And I was like, no, but I appreciate the offer. And then they were like, you're being dramatic if you don't need money. And I was like, oh my God, fucking learn how to read or something. But then we had an abundance of work. And what sucks is I was like, you know what? This is a fantastic opportunity for me to start like following dreams and shit. I'm going to have a lot of extra free time now, so I'll start doing music stuff for people. And so my friend, and I won't, I won't get into the whole details of this yet, but my friend was like, hey, will you do a music thing for me? And I was like, fucking yes, I will. And I was like, I'm gonna have time. And then I didn't, because my job was like, just kidding, we have a bunch of work. And again, I'm not complaining, because yay, I still have a full-time job. But I was like, fuck, now I have no time to do this music thing. And I said I was gonna do it. And I know she's fucking the best person in the world. So if I were to be like, hey, sorry, I couldn't do it at all, I don't think she would like hate me for it. But I was like, I said I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna try like hell to at least, I'm not gonna show up to the party empty-handed, like, you know. So I managed to find some time to do something, and she ended up really liking it, which is really cool, and that's amazing, and that's great. But it's just like, it's so it's so funny that I was like, maybe this is my green light to go after things. And then my job was like, oh, you want to expand? And yeah, no, you know what it's like? Oh my God, you know what it's like? It's like when you're hanging out with a person who like doesn't actually like you, and so they start devaluing you, and then you're like, you know what? I can go elsewhere. And then they're like, no, wait, I need you. No, wait, stay. I think you're great. I think you're fantastic. Let me give you things. Like, I kind of feel like it's that. Like, I was like, I can dream and like with my free time. And then they were like, no, wait, no, here's your day back. I don't know. I know they didn't do it on purpose. Like, I don't think the world is out to get me, but like, kind of feels like that a little bit. Also, why would you say that to people? Why would you tell your employees that they're going to lose so much money if you, like, why would you just scare people like that? Why would you do that? What was the point of that? Another, I feel like, okay, that, now that I'm saying that out loud too, that sounds so much like the fucking breadcrumb method or something. I'm not sure if that, is there like a name for it? It's the thing that I talk about, where I talk about, you know, when you first meet a person and they give you like 200%, that's not real, whatever. And then they take some away, and then they give you a little bit more, and then they take a bunch away, and then they give you a little bit more. And the kind of the goal is for you to be thankful for every like crumb that they give you, and they're not giving you shit. And you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that. I'm like, did you do that to us because you wanted us to be thankful for kind of like the bare minimum, for real? Like, congratulations, you applied for a full-time job, and now you have a full-time job. You should be licking our nuts right now. Like, you should be so thankful to us right now. Like, I feel like that's kind of like, it kind of feels like that. It feels like they were trying to, like, I don't know how to describe. Like, I feel like, good job doing your job is the only way that I can really, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, it probably sounds like I'm just being, like, I don't know, complainy or, like, dramatic, but, like, it literally feels like they were just threatening us and trying to scare us so that we would be just extra grateful for them doing what they were already fucking doing. And I think they were doing that because they were taking everything else away from us. Everything else, like, they literally were like, turn off the radios, turn off everything because the big building manager is coming, and don't talk. And I was like, what? And he was like, well, I just don't want to give her any reason to like be upset with us. And I was like, so if she saw people listening to music and having conversation, obviously, like, while working, she would be mad. So you're saying that this woman would only be happy if she saw employees just, like, working in complete silence? That would make her happy? And any, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why would you want people to be miserable? Like, I was so mad. And I was like, they just keep taking things and taking so much of them so that when they give a little bit back, we're so thankful. That's what the fuck this is. I swear, this is a lot more screamy than I thought it was gonna be. This was supposed to be, like, a really pleasant update. I did not realize that I was gonna be, like, anyway. In that episode, we're gonna go lighter. In that non-episode, I had said something like, I have everything that I wanted, and there is only one thing missing, and that's my super cool recording studio job, which, a side hustle or even a side hobby, if this becomes a job one day, that's fucking great, but for right now, a hobby would be fucking lit. I already did a little song thing for somebody, and, like, actually, like, got, like, money from it, which is so cool, because that's, like, someone paid for like my music thing. Like, that's so cool to me. That's so cool. Cause I did, you know, I've always talked about like making jingles or like doing little things like that on the side, because I was like, that could be a cool hobby. And like, I did that. Like, you fuck ass job threatened to take something away from me. And I was like, you know what? That's fine. I'm going to make jingles. I'm going to learn how to do like something like a bigger skill. Like, and then you wanted to give it back. Fuck you. Anyway, we're not talking about that. But the point is, I've already started to like do things that I've always wanted to do. And that's a really cool feeling. Instead of just talking about it and passing all the time, like, oh, it'd be cool if I did that, I'm doing it. That's so fucking neat, bro. Let me tell you this story. This is how all this kind of came about. So there was this lady at my work, and she is a DJ. She works a full-time job. She's also a DJ, like a legit DJ. Like, she's going to be playing Derby this year. So if you go to Derby and, you know, you're like in Kentucky or whatever, if you go to Derby, she's going to be DJing. Like, she's legit. She has been everywhere. She was, I can't remember if it was New York or California where she's from. I think California. I don't remember, but she's been around and she's done like major things. Like, this woman is like legit. And she has been working where I work for as long as I have worked there, obviously much, much longer. But like the entire time of my working here, she has been here. She was on first shift and I'm on second. So we would kind of see each other in passing. But there were a good couple of hours during the day that we would work next to each other. Or really not next to each other. She was kind of on the other side. But whatever. We could have talked. And I think for 1.5, maybe like a year and a half or something, I knew she was a DJ. And all the time I would see her, every single time I would see her, I would think, you should ask her about DJing. Just ask her what it's like. Ask her how she started. That would be so cool. She's so cool. I want to be like her. You should talk to her. And I never did, because I didn't want to like bother her. I didn't want to freak her out. So I never did, ever. Never did. And then a week ago, like a few days ago, last week, I don't know, something, we were listening to the radio and she was like, hey, dude. And I was like, hey. And we were saying something in passing and we were listening to the Ricky Smiley Morning Show or Deja Vu. It was one of those two. I think it was Deja Vu. Anyway, 103.9 The Groove. It's a Louisville station if you're here. And we were listening to, you know, the radio people talking. And I was like, I said something in passing about like, yeah, I've always wanted to work in radio. And she was like, oh yeah. And I was like, yeah, that or be a DJ. You know, I always want to do something like that. She was like, really? And I was like, oh yeah, that's a thing that you do. That's so cool. What's it like? And she was like, why aren't you doing it? And I was like, what? And she was like, DJing. And I was like, well, because I think it's kind of out of reach, you know, I don't know. Like, there are just blah, 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 whatever kind of excuses. And she was like, but you'd be good at it. And I was like, how do you know? Because we've spoken, but not a whole lot. And she was like, because I've heard you play music before and you have a really great taste in music. And I don't know, I just get like I've been at this for 60 something years. I just kind of get like a vibe. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I know you could do it. And I just sat there like so stunned. And I was like, fuck, like, that's crazy. And she was like, if I would have known this years ago, we could have talked so much about this. Like, I could have, like, oh my God, like, we could have been talking about this all the time. I love talking about this shit. And I kind of got really sad, dude. I was like, oh my God, you mean to tell me that if I would have just spoken to this lady years ago, I could have been so much further ahead? Because I was so worried about bothering her. But the way that her face absolutely lit up when I was like, maybe this is something that I should absolutely do. She was like, oh my God, like, let me help you out. What do you have? Do you have any equipment? Do you have any blah, blah, blah? I said, I have nothing. Literally nothing. I have to look up what kind of equipment I should use. I don't know the first thing about it. It's always something that I thought about doing. And she was like, let me tell you how I got my start. Let me tell you everything. Let me tell you these little tips. And you know how I get when I get really excited about something, like when I get real passionate about shit and I can't stop talking about it? That. Like, she was like, here's my business card. You can look me up on Facebook. You can watch my sets. This is what I do. This is when I started. Blah, blah, blah. Here, like, just so excited to, like, tell me all about it. And I'm just soaking this shit. And, you know, I'm literally taking notes. And I'm, like, trying to pretend like I'm working. You know. And every now and then, you know, we would, like, box something up. Or it'd be, like, a couple seconds of silence. And then she'd be like, oh, I got another tip for you. I think you'd really like this one. And it was just the best thing ever. And because we worked different shifts, we would only ever have like 2 hours of like working at the same time. So those, yeah, it wasn't 2 weeks ago. It was like literally this week. It was this week, motherfucker. It was, and I wasn't even there on Monday. It was Tuesday. I had a 4-day week and it was Tuesday that we started talking about it. Or was it fucking Wednesday? Anyway, doesn't matter. Very recent. Motherfucker, I think it might have been Wednesday. Anyway, so, you know, 2 hours go by and they're super quick. And normally, meaning every other fucking day, I'm like, oh my God, like, time is going by so slowly. Everything is monotonous. I can't have my headphones and the radio is playing the same 8 songs. And I just, oh my God, it's driving me insane. And this was the first time that I was like, holy shit, that went by so fast. I was having such a nice time. Like, oh my God, this is so cool. I feel like I'm learning shit. It's awesome. So later on that night, it was definitely Wednesday. Later on that night, my another coworker of mine who works my shift, she's a super nice lady, fucking love her. She was like, you have, what did she say? She said something like, you have the music taste of somebody who grew up in Africa. She's African, obviously. And I was like, holy shit, that's like the coolest compliment ever. And she was like, you've got just, you know, an eclectic taste in music, blah, blah, blah. You know, she's talking about my playlist. And she was like, it really sucks that we can't have like our own music in here anymore because I always really liked when you would play music. And then David, another coworker, I guess he's a lead, whatever. He was like, oh, are we talking about Kai's music? And she goes, yeah. And he goes, you should be a DJ someday. And I was like, motherfucker on a string. I don't know. It wasn't prompted. None of that shit was. So the next day, Thursday, I'm like, you know, I walk in and DJ Ice Lady is like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, yo, what's up? And I was like, you'll never guess what happened, like later on in my shift. And she was like, what? And I told her. And she was like, oh my God, like, that's crazy. We were just talking about it. And I was like, I know, right? And then the same thing, that 2 hours was just such a lovely 2 hours where she was just giving me all these tips. And she was like, you should get business cards. You should do, you know, whatever. Like, I don't know, just whatever. And then at the end of it, she goes, damn, this really sucks so bad. I said, why? She goes, because I lost track of time. I over here lost my last break. And I was like, oh shit. Oh no. And she was like, nah, I'm not even worried about it. I was just having such a good time over here talking to you. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's so cool. Then she says, yeah, man, we could have been talking about this for so long. And shit, tomorrow's my last day. I was like, what? She said, yeah, I'm retiring. I might be back at some point. I don't know. But for right now, tomorrow's my last day. And then another coworker, I don't know her name, she came up and she said, hey, do you want to sign her retirement card? I was so gutted. I was like, are you fucking for real? Are you fucking for real? But here's the real absolute fucking stab to the chest. I'm like, okay, tomorrow's your last day. That sucks. So the next day, Friday, I'm getting ready for work, and I'm like, that's a shame. I'm getting ready, I look in my drawer, I see my shirt that says Drop Beats Not Bombs that I saw one day, and I just absolutely had to have it. And I was like, I'm gonna wear that shirt today, I bet she would like it. So I go to work, and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be the last day. I mean, I'm sure we'll see each other again, we'll keep in contact, you know, whatever, but this is the last day. So I walk in, and it's a ghost town, nobody's there. And I look at one of the last people there, and I'm like, hey, is she here today? And they're like, oh no, she gone. Yeah, everybody went home early today. And today was her last day, so she gone. And I just sat there with my little Drop Beats Not Bombs shirt. I just kind of stood there for a minute. And I was like, wow. It's like a weird dream. But one of the things she said to me, she was like, I think what you need is that, like, expiration. I don't know if she meant expiration or inspiration. I don't know what she meant, but she said expiration. She was like, I think you just need that expiration. You just need somebody to look at you and say, do it. And I've been doing this for 60-something years, and I want to see you do it. And I was like, motherfucker. So I did get her business card so I can contact her. So we will be in contact. But I'm not going to act like that didn't break me a little. Like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? That's crazy. And so I'm talking to my friend about it. And I'm like, I feel like such an idiot. I waited, like, years. Like, what the fuck is wrong with me? And she was like, well, maybe you just weren't in a position to hear it yet. You know? Like, in your early 20s, you didn't think you had a future. And, you know, people could say, oh, follow your dreams until they're blue in the face. But you wouldn't have done it, you know? And I think that now you're at a point in your life where you can, like, you know that you're, like, a person, like, who can do things, and you kind of fuck with yourself a lot more than you did. And I think that now you're in a position to hear it and actually, like, try. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why didn't this come so much earlier? Dude. And then that kind of fueled my time crisis, because I'm like, I'm running out of time. I wish I had more time. I wish I could go back. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Yeah, this episode's a lot more depressing than the last one. Holy shit. Here's the point. We're going to get to a point. And that point, that point is that, yes, I said radio a million times in that episode, but if you know me, you know me. My dreams did not change. If anything, they are a lot more in my face now, and I think that it's because I'm in a position to hear it now. I have a lot more faith in myself and my future than I used to. And I think that, I don't know, I think having my job do what it's been doing to me while it is stable and it's been keeping me safe, and I really appreciate that, and I do like the predictability. And there are certain things I like about it, and obviously that's why I'm staying. But I think that my job kind of being a dick and, like, taking things away and just being, like, just stupid and shitty has also kind of taught me that, like, if I'm gonna be happy, I have to, like, go get happiness. Like, it's not just gonna show up. Like, I gotta, like, fucking find something. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm like, nobody likes their job. Okay, that's not true. A lot of people like their jobs. But, like, and I like my job. I like my job. I like it because I sneak headphones in there. Hope I don't get caught. I shouldn't put this on the internet. No one from work listens to my podcast. It should be fine. Please don't jinx it. Okay. I think I just kind of realized that, like, unlike the whole partner thing, this is something that I kind of have to put up with. Like, that, I didn't have to put up with it. This I kind of do. And it's funny because I'm always like, if I were rich, I wouldn't have to take this from you fuckers. But, like, they're obviously, like, that's how life works, you know? There are going to be things that you have to put up with, even though you don't like it. That's fucking duh. But I'm like, if that's just a fact of life, then another fact of life should be that I get to do fun things and, like, I don't know, be the cool person that I always wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Fuck you. So my dreams did not change. If anything, they are closer, which is really fucking neat, especially because if I do get this equipment, that would be a lot of money to then just be like, oh, never mind, I can't. Like, that's why I'm like, you need to get this shit, like, now, so that you can't talk yourself out of it. Although I don't think I'm going to talk myself out of it this time. I don't know what it was about her, but I feel like, I don't want to say, like, in honor of her, because it's not like she's, like, dead, but I'm just like, I want her to see me do it. I do. Like, I want to make her proud. Like, I don't know. I just feel like actually getting to meet someone who, like, had my dream and get to, like, talk to them. And I was always afraid to talk to her because I didn't want to get my heart broken. I didn't want to get rejected. Like, I didn't want her to be, like, mean. You know what I'm saying? And she so wasn't. Like, that's crazy. And so, I don't know. I just, like, I just, we were both in like a committee at work, and she was in the conference room before I got there. And when I got there, she looked at the woman next to her and goes, she wants to be a DJ someday. She's going to be a DJ. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I'm going to be a DJ someday. Like, I don't know. I don't know. This is really embarrassing, but when I learned how to burn CDs when I was really young, I like put a bunch of my favorite songs on a disc, and I like put, like, I like wrote, you know how you would write on the CDs with little markers, you know? I think I wrote like Kai's mixed hits or something like that, because at the time I was like, that's what DJs say, like, these are my mixed hits, which is really funny to look back on, but I'm like, shit, I know who I was, what's up? I had said something to myself in the last episode about how I look way too much on like outside validation or whatever. And I'm just like, you know, I'm the one who's listening back to this episode. So clearly I did it for me. You know, I was like, I talked about documenting my weight loss on my Finsta. And the thing is, it's a Finsta. Like, it's not public. Like, you have to, like, it's a private account. You have to request to follow it. So it's not like I was like, everybody look at me. I just want to see if I can, you know, like, it's mainly for me, because I can go back and look at that whenever I need to, which I need to, because your girl's been falling off. But I, you know, I was going to say, so I'm not doing it for outside validation. Clearly, I'm doing it for me. But I guess I kind of am, because, like, that lady is, like, probably the main reason why I'm like, just that timing was so fucking heartbreaking. And then of course the whole thinking I was gonna have more free time, and I was like, what am I gonna do with this free time? I'm still gonna follow my dreams even if I don't have that free time. All that means is that I'm gonna have full-time money, and I'm gonna follow my dreams, bitch. I'm gonna make time. I don't give a fuck. I also kind of made myself cry a little bit. It's kind of really funny, because I don't think I ever planned on listening back to it, so I'm just like doing my thing around the house, and I just say, hey Kai, and then I'm like, oh, hi. And then I just said a little message to myself, and I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Holy shit. And then I was like, oh my God, no, stop it. Stop what you're doing. There's no crying in baseball. It was fine. I didn't cry. The thing about the first dreams and also have fun are that they were, I guess, mainly for me, but they were also for anyone else who would listen. I mean, that's kind of how this whole podcast is, for real. It's basically like, it's for you if you'd like it. And if you don't, then it's for me. You know what I mean? Like, so I didn't expect for anyone else to really care. But I got like maybe 3 or 4 people that actually like reached out to me and told me that they really fucked with dreams, which was so cool, because I don't ever really expect like, oh, people are gonna vibe to my shit. What I say is gonna resonate with people. Like, that's not really how I think whenever I go into things like that. So to hear that it did was fucking legit. And then when I listened back to it, I was like, you know what? This is bars. Like, this is kind of bars, bro. And this one is not going to be quite as bars, because this one isn't as, like, kind of open. I guess this is definitely me talking a lot about myself. Sorry. But yeah, no, Have Fun is another episode that was, like, I guess mainly for me. So, like, I guess what I'm saying is, if the episodes don't jive with you and you're like, I find this boring, that's okay. It's more for me. But if you're like, I find this insightful, that's fucking awesome, and it's for us. Have Fun was kind of a lot like Dreams. When I think about it, I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking doing the thing. And it's kind of really great and fucking cool. And I'm gonna go have some fun. But I do think it's really cool that I am basically the person that I hoped I would be. I was like, if I make it to adulthood, I hope I'm this kind of person. And I'm like pretty much there, dude. I'm pretty much fucking there, bro. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Also, this has nothing to do with anything, but comma, I briefly mentioned in Dreams about how I called this podcast Unsubscribe, because that's something I used to say all the time. Anytime I didn't like something, I'd just be like, ugh, unsubscribe. Like, all the time. And it's funny because, you know, usually whenever I tell people if you heard dreams, I'm just repeating myself and I'm sorry. But if you haven't, basically, whenever I tell people my podcast is called Unsubscribe, they think it's like because I'm being edgy. And I'm like, if you don't like it, you can unsubscribe. Kind of like how Joe Rogan made a comedy special called Triggered. Like, I guess they kind of think it's the same thing of me being like, you can turn this off. But it never was that. It was always just like electric bill. Unsubscribe. You know what I mean? Like, that's just what it was. And what's funny about this is that someone stole unsubscribe. Like, if you look up unsubscribe, the first thing that comes up is unsubscribe podcast, and people are always like, is that you? I'm like, no, that's not mine. And then another one comes up that's called unsubscribe, and it has like 4 episodes from like a million years ago. And I'm like, like, you have to like scroll through all these podcasts that are called unsubscribe, and most of them aren't even active. And I'm like, can y'all take these fucking down? Jesus. But now there's a new podcast called Unsubscribe. Some chick, and she's probably lovely, okay? I don't know. Maybe I'll have her on one day. I'm just kidding. I'm sure her podcast is much bigger than mine. But her, like, trailer, I was like, I'm going to listen to her trailer. And her trailer is literally like, in this podcast, we unsubscribe to the things that don't serve us. Self-loathing? Unsubscribe. Trying to fit in? Unsubscribe. Pleasing other people? Unsubscribe. We're gonna unsubscribe. Like, it's so much like that. And I'm not gonna lie, I just rolled the biggest roll of eyes that have ever been rolled. Okay. Like, I was like, oh my God. And I was like, is that what people think that I sound like when I say unsubscribe? Like, today we're unsubscribing to, like, that's I'm not making fun of her. She's probably really sweet. That's so funny, though. That's so funny because she's like, it's kind of the same idea, but like not at all. Like, hers is so uplifting, and I think that's so cute and funny, and mine's so like negative, and that's hilarious, and God, that's funny. Anyway, I'm done rambling about this, but the reason I'm posting this is because I said that this year I was gonna do some dream shit. And I was gonna be unreasonable. And I'm about to go do some dream shit and be unreasonable. And you know what? I already did a thing that someone thought was good enough to pay for. So clearly I'm fucking getting it, okay? And I'm putting this here on the internet because, Kai, I'm holding you accountable. All right? I'm holding you the fuck accountable. You're gonna do something. You're gonna do something that you wouldn't normally do, and you're gonna be unreasonable, and you're gonna listen back to this. And you know what? I want an update from you, okay? I want an update. I want you to actually, like, go after things, and I wanna hear about it, okay? That's what you're gonna do before you turn 26. You better be rich and famous before 26. No, not really, but, like, you better have something. You better have at least, like, played a gig. I don't care if it's your friend's backyard and she gave you $20. I don't give a fuck. That's a gig that counts, okay? You better come back with an update. I swear to fucking God, dude. I'll fuck your life up if you don't. And I'll know. What the fuck? Jesus, that's so much pressure. Do you know how embarrassed I'm gonna be if I don't, like, give an update? Oh, God. See? That's why I did this. That right there. That's why I did this. Anyway. I'm gonna leave for now, and I'll be back soon, and next time I'm back, it's gonna be with the Unsub Squad. So, if you are Kai and you're listening, get shit done. If you are not Kai and you're listening, and you made it this far after me just fucking screaming and complaining about shit, you are a true pimp. Holy shit, can't believe you made it here. Thank you for listening. I don't know if you got anything out of this one. You would probably get something more out of the first dreams. This one you might not get as much out of, but maybe you did, and if you did, that's fucking awesome. And I don't know, crew, thanks for being here. I'm gonna close this out with a joke like I do. Here we go. What is the difference between a mandate and a law? Well, a mandate is when two dudes just have a nice time and enjoy each other's company, dude.